Chapter 9. Elisha the prophet called one of the sons of the prophets and said to him, "Gird up your loins, and take this vial of oil in your hand, and go to Ramoth-Gilead. When you come there, look for Jehu the son of Jehoshaphat, the son of Nimshi, and go in, and make him rise up from among his brothers, and carry him to an inner room. Then take the vial of oil, and pour it on his head, and say, 'Thus says the Lord, I have anointed you king over Israel.' Then open the door and flee, and don't wait." So the young man, even the young man the prophet, went to Ramoth-Gilead. When he came, the captains of the host were sitting, and he said, "I have an errand to you, captain." Jehu said, "To which of us all?" He said, "To you, O captain." He arose and went into the house, and he poured the oil on his head and said to him, "Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, I have anointed you king over the people of the Lord, even over Israel. You shall strike the house of Ahab your master, that I may avenge the blood of my servants the prophets, and the blood of all the servants of the Lord at the hand of Jezebel. For the whole house of Ahab shall perish, and I will cut off from Ahab every man-child, and him who is shut up, and him who is left at large in Israel. I will make the house of Ahab like the house of Jeroboam the son of Nebat, and like the house of Baasha the son of Ahijah. The dog shall eat Jezebel in the portion of Jezreel, and there shall be none to bury her." He opened the door and fled. Then Jehu came forth to the servants of his lord, and one said to him, "Is all well? Why did this mad fellow come to you?" He said to them, "You know the man and what his talk is." They said, "It's not true, tell us now." He said, "Thus and thus he spoke to me, saying, 'Thus says the Lord, I have anointed you king over Israel.'" Then they hurried, and took every man his garment, and put it under him on the top of the stairs, and blew the trumpet, saying, "Jehu is king." So Jehu, the son of Jehoshaphat, the son of Nimshi, conspired against Joram. Now Joram was keeping Ramoth-Gilead, he and all Israel, because of Hazael king of Syria. But King Joram had returned to be healed in Jezreel of the wounds which the Syrians had given him when he fought with Hazael king of Syria. Jehu said, "If this be your mind, then let none escape, and go forth out of the city to go tell it in Jezreel." So Jehu rode in a chariot and went to Jezreel, for Joram lay there. Ahaziah king of Judah was come down to see Joram. Now the watchman was standing on the tower in Jezreel, and he spied the company of Jehu as they came, and said, "I see a company." Joram said, "Take a horseman and send to meet them, and let him say, 'Is it peace?'" So there went one on horseback to meet him, and said, "Thus says the king, is it peace?" Jehu said, "What do you have to do with peace? Get behind me." The watchman told, saying, "The messenger came to them, but he isn't coming back." Then he sent out a second messenger on horseback who came to them and said, "Thus says the king, do you come peaceably?" Jehu answered, "What do you know about peace? Get behind me." The watchman told the king, saying, "He came to them and isn't coming back. And the driving is like the driving of Jehu the son of Nimshi, for he drives furiously." Joram said, "Make ready." They made ready his chariot. Joram, king of Israel, and Ahaziah, king of Judah, went out, each in his chariot. And they went out to meet Jehu, and found him in the portion of Naboth the Jezreelite. It happened, when Joram saw Jehu, that he said, "Is it peace, Jehu?" He answered, "What peace, so long as the prostitution of your mother Jezebel and her witchcraft abound?" Joram turned his hands and fled and said to Ahaziah, "There is treachery, Ahaziah." Jehu drew his bow with his full strength and struck Joram between his arms, and the arrow went out at his heart, and he sunk down in his chariot. Then Jehu said to Bidkar his captain, "Take him up and cast him in the portion of the field of Naboth the Jezreelite. For do you remember how that when you and I rode together with Ahab his father, the Lord laid this burden on him? Surely I have seen yesterday the blood of Naboth, and the blood of his son, said the Lord. and I will return it to you in this very place, says the Lord. Now therefore take and cast him into the plot of ground, according to the word of the Lord. But when Ahaziah the king of Judah saw this, he fled by the way of the garden house. Jehu followed after him and said, Smite him also in the chariot. And they struck him at the ascent of Gur, which is by Ibleim. He fled to Megiddo and died there. His servants carried him in a chariot to Jerusalem, and buried him in his tomb with his fathers in the city of David. In the 11th year of Joram, the son of Ahab, began Ahaziah to reign over Judah. When Jehu was come to Jezreel, Jezebel heard of it, and she painted her eyes, and attired her head, and looked out at the window. As Jehu entered in at the gate, she said, Is it peace, you Zimri, your master's murderer? He lifted up his face to the window and said, Who is on my side? Who? They looked out at him two or three eunuchs. He said, Throw her down. So they threw her down, and some of her blood was sprinkled on the wall and on the horses, and he trod her underfoot. When he had come in, he ate and drank, and he said, See now to this cursed woman and bury her, for she is a king's daughter. They went to bury her, but they found no more of her than the skull and the feet and the palms of her hands. Therefore they came back and told him. He said, This is the word of the Lord, which he spoke by his servant Elijah the Tishbite, saying, In the portion of Jezreel shall the dogs eat the flesh of Jezebel. And the body of Jezebel shall be as dung on the face of the field in the portion of Jezreel, so that they shall not say, This is Jezebel.